702.
Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app.
The Independent Electoral Commission having a media update yesterday as far as preparedness for the 29th of May 2024 general election. Joining me on the line now is the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer of the IEC, Mawethu Moseri. Mawethu, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for the invite.
I do have to correct myself. I've been saying all morning that you will be pressing ahead with the printing of the ballot papers today. However, there are some matters that need to be determined by the Electoral Court pertaining to suitability of candidates, I imagine. 11 cases are in front of the courts. 5 have been dismissed as of Monday, but 6 judgments have been reserved. When do you actually start printing, Mawethu?
Our plan was to start printing last week from the 11th of April at conclusion with the issuing of candidate certificates. And therefore, we are held back by anticipating the decision on the other 6 political parties.
How does that impact on your elections timetable and the logistics of getting all those ballot papers to the right voting stations in time for the general election at the end of May?
Well, we had a window period of 30 days to do the printing, the packaging and distribution of ballot papers. And indeed, the loss of the last 7 days is a big loss in our program. We are still hopeful that we can recover the 7 days. Ideally, though, is that we would want the court to make at least the orders that give direction on the 6 remaining matters so that we can then decide what we do with the process of printing as well. We always want to have sufficient time for this process because we do not want to deliver defective books or incorrect books to voting station of ballots, and therefore the time that we need to manage that process is also critical to us.
The 6 outstanding matters involve which political parties and candidates, as far as you know, and what is at issue?
I would not remember all the political parties for now, but the issue, we had 11. The 5 were decided late last week. The 5 had indicated to the court that they could not make the timetable deadline to make submission of their candidates. The other 6 have a common submission that suggests that our system or our arrangements made it impossible for them to conclude their candidate nomination. And if we recall, we had the online system which required them to submit the candidates. According to them in court, they did all what they had to do on the online system, and they don't understand why we say they never submitted candidates. So that's where the dispute is. Others are arguing that the system was down, it didn't work at a particular time. And we've been able to indicate that the system worked perfectly, which is why other political parties around the same time they indicate they were uploading their candidates, they were able to upload their candidates, and we have their candidates.
Yeah, more than 14,000 candidates competing for, is it 860 seats in total, including, of course, the 9 provincial legislatures. The hard work, I suppose, now of having the political parties convincing the electorate to vote for them, this includes independent candidates, of course, gets underway. And I did in the previous hour, Mawe, to get a disturbing WhatsApp message around how any and all general elections in South Africa unfortunately come with violence. I imagine you've, as IEC, working alongside the SAPS, have identified the areas of concerns. And of course, I won't ask you to share the details, but you have come up with plans to mitigate against whatever onset of violence that might play itself out as we build up to the general election now.
That is correct. We have 14,800 candidates, and all of them would want to take one of the 887 seats that are available. Obviously, if I break it down, there's 400 seats at national level. The other 487 are in our provincial legislatures, and provincial legislatures range from 30 to 80 seats each, depending on the population size. So we have gazetted to those numbers, in exception of Western Cape, which retains the same numbers of legislatures in the province. In that totality, there's very few people who will gain access or easy speak who will win the seats. So there's good enough number of people who would not get a seat. And it's equally important that then during the campaign, they campaign in a manner that doesn't cause intimidation and create fear and insecurity for the voters. And when we start preparing for an election, we do set up a security priority committee together with SAPS and other role players, where we discuss the preparation of the election and the preparation of security. And indeed, there are areas of concern, but not only political concerns. There are areas that are of concern because of usual criminality in those areas, which police have to stabilize before the voting day to allow for free campaigning, and also for the Electoral Commission to do its work until we conclude at the completion of the count. So we have that in place, and those areas keep on changing as there are different developments as we prepare for the election.
All right. Any particular provinces that stand out as far as those concerns for you?
Obviously, criminally, there are areas that would worry the preparation of election. The general gang issues in the Western Cape would worry us. The car hijackings and such crimes around Gauteng. Obviously, in KZN, would be worried more with politically motivated conflicts or protests. So we look at different areas on different things, and we always get continuous update.
Moetu, the big talking point yesterday, of course, was the decision by the IEC to take on review, on appeal, the electoral court orders pertaining to Mkhonto Sizwe's political party. Even though we don't have the legal reasoning for the orders handed down by the electoral court, do you have any indication from the Constitutional Court, one, whether they will be giving you access to the court on an urgent basis, and more importantly, how soon they'll be hearing whatever arguments you're going to be putting forward on the matters?
The matter was not one of our progress briefing points. However, it came up as a question from the media, and our response to that question was to indicate that we've lost the appeal. We have our constitutional points that we wish to raise, and those are best dealt with by the Constitutional Court. One of the reasons is obviously the submissions that were made indicating that we are are not the authority on the particular section that there was an objection on. And we are asking the Apex Court to clarify that aspect. The second aspect was that particular provision in the Constitution that excludes participation of and disqualifies certain people to be elected to Parliament is in conflict with another section of the Constitution, which is Section 19 dealing with political rights. And when there's such a conflict within the Constitution, it is best that it is finally determined by the Constitutional Court. And related to that, we want to get clarity on the future application of these provisions when we go to future general elections, so that it doesn't remain unknown and allowing various court interpretations of these provisions. And then lastly, to clear all other aspects that are constitutional that were raised during this case. Yes, we've not received the reasons. They may well be other points that we raise for appeal when we see the reasons of the current court. And the Constitutional Court has not indicated as yet whether they will hear the matter, and we are still awaiting their direction on that score.
All right. Before I say goodbye to you, Mawetu, here's a voice note from a listener who's listening from Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia.
Good morning, Africa. From a cool Riyadh, 18 degrees today. Love listening to your show. It brings a bit of home to us. I just want to give a heads up on how we experienced the registration process out here. It went as clockwork. Within 5 minutes, my wife and I were both registered. And so hats off to the IEC for the hard work and the challenges that they do face. Some of our people that are out here will have to drive quite a few hours to get to the voting station, because there are only two, one in Jeddah and one in Riyadh. But I'm quite sure the majority will do so. On another note, the fact that there are people out there that feel that voting is not needed, or it's not worthwhile going to the effort, definitely is. We need every vote that can come in for this coming election. And to all of you back home, have a great day. This is Franco Camarina from Riyadh.
Franco, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed for that voice note. And by extension, Mawetu, thank you to you and your team for the hard work that you're putting into preparing for these elections.
Greatly appreciated, Africa. We're doing it for the national pride and the national good, and to ensure political stability in our country at all times. And we'll continue to do our best without fear and failure. Thank you very much.
Mawetu, thank you very much indeed. Mawetu Museri is the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer of the Independent Electoral Commission. They gave an update yesterday regarding their preparedness, of course, going forward. Six matters outstanding from the Electoral Court. Once those are finalized and they receive the order today, that will determine when the printing starts to happen for the ballots, he says.